So do you know, like, they're all...
You want to come in, sir?
No, not today.
It's all fine, it's okay.
It's cold.
Come back here, it's cold as well, no?
Yeah.
Have you got, you've got colour, sir?
You ready?
Not working, thank you.
Give it a go.
And it's okay, she was walking, it was really good.
So carrying on Hilchos Shmiras Haloshen from the Chofetz Chaim, a daily companion, which put together, of course, by Yehuda Zeib Segel Zatzal, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chela, Besuch Or Chole Yisrael. We were talking yesterday about helping a spouse overcoming distress and making peace with the situation she finds herself in.
Helping her by listening to her,
being empathetic, etc., acting as a counselor. What if a person mistakenly listens to Lashon Hora where there is no constructive purpose? Then, says the Chofetz Chaim, he should try to correct his mistake by quickly finding a zechus for the person who is being maligned and authoritatively telling it to the speaker. Okay. In this way, the listener may succeed in convincing the speaker that he is guilty of misjudgment and that he has no reason to feel ill will, towards the subject. The Chofetz Chaim offers one more case of listening for constructive purpose. You meet a friend who is angry about an injustice that was done to him. To your innocent question, "How are you?" he responds with a ferocious tirade against the culprit. As a friend, you have two choices. You can agree wholeheartedly with his complaints so that his anger will continue to rage. Most probably he will later rant and rave before another friend and then another, thereby causing Lashon Hara to spread even further. Or you can listen empathetically without showing approval. Then, when his anger has been diffused, you can talk softly to him, calm him down, and help him see the situation from a far more positive perspective. A Baal Lashon Hara in this situation will listen to the tirade and fan the flames of Sinas Chinom, adding to our source of Golos. Those who strive to live by the Torah's requirements in these matters will use their power of persuasion to uproot ill will, increase understanding and love for one's fellow Yid, and help bring our Geula one step closer. Now on to day 54, which is called Standing Firm. The Chofetz Chaim introduces us to a situation with which we are all very familiar. You're sitting at someone's Shabbos table or at a chasana, and several people start talking Lashon Hara. What do you do? As you have just learned, listening to Lashon Hara is forbidden. How then can you avoid the Aveira? The Chofetz Chaim discusses your options. He has three options. Number one, you can rebuke the gossipers, making sure, of course, to do it in a respectful way. You can remind them this is an Issa Deraisa, halachically equivalent to eating shrimp or bacon. These aren't my examples, they're in the book, exactly word for word. Number two, if you know that they will not listen to the rebuke, then, writes the Chofetz Chaim, it is a great mitzvah to get up and leave the table. That's number two. Number three, if you find this impossible, you should prepare yourself to stand firm so that you will not be guilty of any Aveira. Make sure to fulfill the following two requirements. Number one, decide firmly in your mind that you'll refuse to believe any Lashon Hara. Number two, make sure that your facial expression does not convey any hint of approval of what is being said. At the very least, you should sit stony-faced. If possible, your expression should convey strong disapproval. The above applies if one is innocently sitting at one's place when a Lashon Hara conversation begins. However, if someone strolls through an area where he overhears such a conversation and stops to listen, or if he passes by a group known to be gossipers and stops to listen to their conversation, then, says the Chofetz Chaim, he is considered a willful sinner, even if he takes no part in the conversation and does not approve of it. The Chofetz Chaim continues, that if one associates with such a group with the intention of hearing what they have to say, then he will be inscribed in Shemaim as a Baal Lashon Hora and Godol Avonim, and so his sin is too great to bear. Speaker here, you had plenty of chance?
I didn't see him.
Two people are here, yeah, I don't know, because I speak of him.
Garfield Daily Torahway, Northwest London. Friday, Kaf Hei Nissan, 10th day of Yomer, 3rd of May, Menorah of Aharon Besus, Shlita, Parshas Acharimos. This week's Torahway is sponsored by Nishmas Reb Shimon Nechor, Zvi Ben of Avram Itzkovitz, Tron of Rochel. On the 10th Yahrzeit, Reb Shimon Itzkovitz, Tron of Rochel's Yahrzeit is today. Lizchus HaShavuim VaChayolim VaMilchamos Shachzru Rebotoyim L'Shalom V'Mehiro.
So thank you once again for inviting me to speak in Saturday Torah way. Shinu Mokum, Shinu Mazel. I've never spoken this with Smedrash, so it's a shechiyonah for me as well. They asked me to speak before Pesach. I normally like to speak before Yom Tov to the Olam, but it wasn't possible. I was in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, and I went, it was a chasna, and I went before Pesach, so it wasn't possible. So they asked me to speak straight after Pesach, so it came out Erev Shabbos Achrei. So I agreed, but I didn't realize at that time, tonight to the yahrzeit of my late mother, Zichron and Bracha. So it's a special for me to speak in this time. As we know that the yahrzeit, even though it's the Ikka is the Oys HaYom, but the yahrzeit starts from the Shabbos before. Everyone who has a yahrzeit for a parent, they get called up on the Shabbos before to the Sefer Torah. Our minhag is, we even say Kaddish the whole week till the yahrzeit, from the Shabbos before. Some people say I think Hasidim say on Shabbos itself, on that Shabbos they say the Kaddish, but we say the whole week till the yahrzeit. And if the yahrzeit is on Shabbos, like this year, if it falls on Shabbos, we say the whole week from the previous Shabbos, the whole week we say Kaddish, till the day of the yahrzeit itself. So obviously these days are very emotional days for us, and very special to be able to say this share Linishmat Marati Mi Marati Farcha Bat Matana Tova Zichronan Levracha. So he said to me that probably I'll speak about the parsha. I said no guarantees, because but I will speak Davar Beito. Davar Beito Matov. Yeah, you always have to speak about something. The parsha is very important because it's Davar Beito. But there is another Davar Be'ito now, which I want to speak about. Which is what? So, in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 7 days. They don't have the special Haftorah that we have on the 8th day. Shmini Shel Pesach, we have a very special Haftorah. The Haftorah of the Mashiach. V'yatza chote migeza Yishai. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't read this Haftorah. And the whole of Shmini is focusing on the Mashiach. We read the Haftorah, V'yatzach hotem migez Yishai. If Chazal were kovea us to read the Haftorah, means that this day we have to focus on the Mashiach. It's a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem to make a Suda on Shmini and to call it Suda to Mashiach. It's from the Baal Shem. Chabad, they do it till this very day, they call it Suda to Mashiach. Yeah. On Shemini Shel Pesach. My high. What is the reason for this? I saw once in a machsa, before the Haftorah, we read on Shemini, it was written, the time, why we read this, why we focus on Shemini on the Mashiach. We have a tradition, Mashiach can come anytime, but there is a Zman Mesugel for Bias HaMashiach. B'nissan nigalu, b'nissan atidim nigail. The month of Nisan is the Zman of Geula. And therefore we have a tradition that there's more likely for Mashiach to come in the month of Nisan. If you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says that Mashiach will come in Chol HaMoed, straight after the first day of Pesach. That's what the Gemara says over there. But it's brought down in Midrashim. Why don't we say Tachanun this whole week? We didn't say Tachanun before Pesach because of the Nisim. Yeah? We did say Tachanun on Pesach because it's Pesach. But this week is not Pesach. What's going on? Why don't we say Tachanun the whole week? The whole week we don't say Tachanun. The whole of Klal Yisrael. Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, Sittut and Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? Ein nofrim apnem kol chodesh nisan. Why? The Beit Yosef says, since the majority of the month is, we don't say Tachanun, so we end off also Bikdusha, we don't say Tachanun. Right? But it's brought down in Midrashim another time. When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, in Mitzvah Hashem, there'll be a Chanukah Sabayis. And most likely it'll be built on Pesach. But you can't make Chanukah Sabayis on Pesach because Abim Simcha B'Simcha. So the Simcha B'Chanukah Sabayis will take place immediately after Pesach. So this week, we don't say Tachanun to remind us, Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez HaMashiach, this week will be a day, this will be a week of Simcha. The week after Pesach will be a week of Simcha of this. Which Simcha? The Simcha of Chanukah Sabayis HaShlishi. So, this is the Zman of Geula. This is the time. But there's a danger that when Pesach finishes, and Mashiach hasn't come again. We can be miyayish. We can be a bit disappointed. We can fall into yush. Yeah? Another year's passed and he hasn't come again. Yeah? So for that, Chazal, we're mesaken in the Haftorah that we read the Nevuah of the Novi. The Novi says that Mashiach is going to come. It's going to happen. It's a Nevuah. It's not something which is just fairy tale. It's a Nevuah. Al Pi Hashem. That the Novi says to us is going to happen. Therefore, we have no reason to fall into Yush. It's a chizuk. This Haftorah is a chizuk for us in the Emunah Bebi'as HaMashiach. And that's the reason why the Baal Shem said we have to have a Suda, just as Pesach is going out, yeah, to be mechazik us. Suda HaMashiach. We have to mechazik ourselves in the coming of Mashiach. This time. That we shouldn't, Chas V'Shalom, you know, in Eretz Yisrael is a very big commotion. There was even, I don't know if you know about it, in Eretz Yisrael, there was Rabbanim sent out that we should be to be money on a set. They bought a sheep, don't know how many hundreds of pounds it cost, and for a small amount of money, 50 shekels, whatever, you could give to make yourself part of that sheep, just in case the basement we build and we'll bring a common basement, we'll have already a set. Because you can't have if the last minute you cannot bring a korban pesach. You have to be monui on the korban pesach mibayoyin. So everyone was excited. We were davening. We were hoping. I was hoping to bring korban pesach this year. And I would be in Eretz Yisrael. I'd bring the korban pesach back. So there's a danger we can fall to yush. So the Chazal made this chizuk, the takana of the reading of Torah and the sudas Mashiach. Is an ultimate mechazik as bebi'as HaMashiach. So I want to speak, this is the Dover Be'itoi, to speak about the Emunah in the bebi'as HaMashiach. So it's one of the 13 Ikrim, the Rambam wrote in Pirush HaMishnah in Sanhedrin, in the beginning of Perek Chelik, the Rambam wrote the whole Hakdama in Pirush HaMishnah, and they wrote 13 Ikrim that we have to all believe in, and if Chas V'Shalom we don't believe in, we call it a Koifa. Yeah? And one of the ikrim is bebi'as HaMashiach. It's an ikr. We have to believe in the coming of the Mashiach. So, I once heard from Matzio Zichron Bracha. Probably heard it as well. Matzio asked the question, when we say the Ani Ma'amin, yeah, what is the Ani Ma'amin bebi'as HaMashiach? Ani Ma'amin bebi'at HaMashiach. Yeah? I believe in the coming of the Mashiach. And even though he will tarry, even so I will wait for him that any day he can come. So Matzio asked the question, Vosis dos akasha mit a teretz. We don't find any other animamin there's akasha na teretz. The avil pishis ma'amen, in case you'll ask, but Mashiach hasn't come, it's nearly 2,000 years. Im kol ze achar kelo yiv chodshav. The answer is, we still have to wait for him.
What are we asking? What does she's ma'amen mean?
Huh?
What does she's ma'amen mean? Sorry.
Even though he will be delayed.
Delayed.
Yeah? What's the kash in the teretz? We don't find that. Why don't we find ani mamin? Ani mamin that Kadosh Baruch Hu noten sachar letzadikim ve'oynish le'rashoyim. Ve'af al pi sheroyim tzadik ve'ra lo'y rosh ve'toy ve'loy. Af al pi ken ani mamin that the Baruch Hu will pay back the tzadikim lo'y mabo. We don't find another ani mamin. There's a kash in the teretz. Why dafkin this one? So Matsyo answered, it's not kasha na teretz. In Bias HaMashiach, there's two chalokim in this emuna. It's not enough just to believe in the coming of Mashiach. Ani mamin b'Bias HaMashiach. That's not the end of the story. That's only half the story. Because the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Melachim, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, V'chol mi she'eino mamin bo. Anyone who doesn't believe in him, the Mashiach, or min she'eino mechake lebiato, or he doesn't wait for his coming. Lo b'sha'a nevim b'vadu kofe. He's not only kofen the nevim, ele b'toyra of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's kofen the Torah. Ram says clearly, even if a person will believe in the Mashiach, he's not waiting for the Mashiach, he's a kofer. Chol mi she'eino mamin bo, or meaning, even if he believes in Mashiach, but he doesn't wait for him, he's also a kofer. Not some kofer, kofer the Torah. So Matsyo said, that's the pshat in this ani mamin. Ani mamin b'yosher ha-Mashiach. That's the first chedik of this ikka. I believe in the coming Mashiach. I believe in the Mashiach is going to come. The second chedik is, Ava b'yosher ma'amem kol ze achak eloi. And even though he hasn't come for a long time, we're still waiting for him. The part of the emunah is we have to wait for him. So if a person believes in the Mashiach and does not mechakeh lebiato, he's also a kofer. Rambam's psukim. What's the psukim? Psukim from the nevuah of Bilam. Bilam said, nevuah pi Hashem, erenu velo ata ashurenu velo karov. It's a double loshon. Erenu velo ata, says the Rambam. That means there's going to come a goel, but not immediately. Ata is now. Erenu velo ata. It's not going to be immediate, but it's going to be soon. That's David HaMelech. Ashurenu velo karov, ze HaMelech HaMashiach. That's lo karov. It's not going to be very soon. It's going to be not karov at all. Yeah? But it's going to come. Darach kochav mi Yaakov ze David. Become shaved me Israel, Zeh Melech HaMashiach. Umachatz pa'atei Moab, Zeh David. Bekalkal kol b'nei shed, Zeh Melech HaMashiach. So this is the source in the Torah that there is going to be a Mashiach. Because the Pasuk repeats it twice. It doesn't just say, Darach kochav mi Yaakov. Darach kochav mi Yaakov, become shaved me Israel. Meaning, there's going to be a goel soon, which is David HaMelech. And then there's going to be a future goel, which is Melech Mashiach, hasn't yet come. So this is the source for the nevuah and the Torah of Bias HaMashiach. So ask the Kasha. Say that. So Rambam can say, if a person doesn't believe in the become Mashiach, kofer b'Torah. Because it's written in the Torah, we have to believe there's a Bias HaMashiach. But what's the source, if we're not mechakeh lebiyosai, that you also call the kofer? Where's it written in the Torah? If a person doesn't wait for the Mashiach, he's called a kofer. Where's the source? Where's it said in the Torah? I'm giving my own teretz. I think I heard it from someone before, but I made this an emes to kapshat. Moshe lemahadav adoyme. If you know, you just won the premium bonds. Yeah? Let's say a couple of £1 million. Yeah? You got notification by email, your numbers come up, you won the premium bonds. Okay? The next morning, you'll be waiting by the door for the letter with the check. Yeah? Right? Why was it the check doesn't come? Why was the letter doesn't come? Would you say, ah, it didn't come today, so therefore, it's not coming, it's probably is it? No! You know for sure you won't be involved because you got the notification. Yeah? So if it didn't come today, for sure it's going to come tomorrow. So tomorrow you'll be even more excited. You'll get up even earlier than the next day. If let's say it doesn't come the second day. So will you say, it didn't come yesterday, it didn't come today? No! The third day, for sure, you'll be even more. The longer that it takes to get the check, the more excited you'll be. That's the mashal. The nimshal is Bias HaMashiach. We know Mashiach is going to come. Yeah? We know it's going to come. That's written in the Nebiim. That's written in the... It's written in the Torah. So, what should we say? Afal pi sheyis mameah, he hasn't come for nearly 2,000 years. Ah, it's a bubba masa. No! For sure it's going to come. So the longer it is that he hasn't yet come, the quicker, the closer we are to the coming of Mashiach. It's more likely he's going to come now than ever before. So we should be more excited. We should be more ready. We should be more prepared. We should be more looking forward. Memela, Eina Mechaka Libios is a kofer, because he doesn't really believe. That's the pshat. It's don't need the posta kovdein. If a person is not waiting for Mashiach, yeah? Mechaka Libios, it means he doesn't really believe in the coming Mashiach. Because if he really believed in the coming Mashiach, then every day that goes past, he'll be waiting even more. I'll give you another mashal. Person had very hard panosa. He went to the Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, give me a brocha that I should win in the lottery. Give me the winning number. So Rebbe said, I can give you the winning number, but you have to really believe that this is the winning number. If you don't really believe in it, it's not going to come. He said, no, Rebbe, I believe 100%. Number you can. He gave him the number. He went and bought the ticket. The lottery's going to be end of the week, whatever. He bought the ticket, he bought that number. So the Rebbe sent one of the Chassidim to go to that person and tell him, I'll buy from you that number, yeah, I'll give you cash. Let's say the winning prize was, let's say, £1 million. I'll give you £500,000, cash, yeah, just sell me the number. So he went to the guy. And he said to him, £500,000 for the ticket. Please, can you sell me that ticket? So he thought to himself, the bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Yeah? He sold him the ticket. The Rebbe called him in. He says, do you really believe that this ticket was going to be winning? He said, yes, Rebbe, I believe it's going to win. Yeah. He said, how could you sell a winning ticket of £1 million for £500,000? LMI, you didn't really believe in it. That's not a winning ticket. You have to really believe. If you really believe, yeah, then... You have to wait for him. You'll be waiting for him. The Gemara says in Masechas Sukkah, the Kina Malach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Tikkun, after Chum Beis Hamikdash, she nitl lulav kol shiva. We shake the lulav 7 days. That's not really the halacha. The halacha is b'mikdash shiva, b'mdina yom echad. In Minat Torah, we only shake outside the Beis Hamikdash only one day. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Tikkun, after Chum Beis Hamikdash, she nitl kol shiva, even b'medina. Why? Meheira yivre Beis Hamikdash. Because the Mitzvah Hashem, very, very soon the Beis Hamikdash will be built. And we should remember that the lulav was shaken in the Beis Hamikdash 7 days. We shouldn't forget that. Siyan hi dorish ein la michlal de boi derisha. Chazal masak in so many halachas, yeah, that we should do what they used to do at the time of the Beis HaMikdash in order we should keep up the minhagim of the Beis HaMikdash. We should be waiting for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Leidige Chavos Chaim. He didn't only believe in the coming of Mashiach. But he was waiting for him. Every single day, Chofetz Chaim was waiting for the Mashiach to come. So what did he do? What's going to happen when the Beis HaMikdash is coming? It's going to come. It's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, yeah? Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be building a Beis HaMikdash. Building a Beis HaMikdash means we're going to bring Karbonos. Who knows the halachas of the Karbonos? Who learns Kodshim? So Chofetz Chaim was miyased a koilel Kodshim of Talmidei Chachamim, that they should learn Hilchas Karbonos, so that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we'll know how to bring the Karbonos. Not only that, he made Likud Halachas, all the Halachas from Zvachim and Ochas, the Halachas. Like he wrote the Mishnah Berurah in Or HaChaim, he wrote a Mishnah Berurah for Kodshim, Likud Halachas. Because the Rif wrote Halachas for the whole of Shas, but only for things which is Halacha Lemasa. He didn't write the Halachas of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Hedesh of Chofetz Chaim, he wrote the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, the Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. We need to have the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, such a person is mechak lebiyosai. It's not just theoretical. I believe the Mashiach is going to come. No. If you believe the Mashiach is going to come, what have you done about it? What are you doing about it? That's mechak lebiyosai. So what is going to happen when Mashiach comes? The Rambam says a very simple thing. This is how the Rambam ends off his Sefer. 14 books, Yad HaChazaka. The last halacha in Rambam is talking about Mashiach. And the last halacha that he writes in the Sefer, Rambam says, לא נתאבו הנביאים והחכמים מימות המשיח, לא כדי שישלטו כל העולם. We're not waiting for Mashiach in order we should be the head of the whole world. Yeah? We should be the rulers of the world. ולא כדי שיעדו בגויים, and not in order we should punish the goyim, yeah, and get our nekama back on them. ולא כדי שינסו אותנו העמים, and not in order that the nations should give cover to us, but not waiting for the cover of the nations, that they'll see the halchu goyim le'orech. Yeah? It's written in the Pasuk, the Navi. The goyim will go by your light, by the light of the Mashiach. The goyim will kum v'na'le tzion. Ve'lo kedei lecho v'lishto v'lismoach. And not in order we should eat and drink and be merry. Ere kedei shi'pnuim b'toyreh v'chachmas, in order we should be free to learn the Torah. Ve'lo yilayim no gesum v'tel. And we won't have any distraction. We won't have anything to take our mind off it. Now we got milchamas, and we got daigers, anti-Semitism, problems. And even if there's no anti-Semitism, there's panosa, bring up your children, shaduchim. Yeah, everyone's got problems. That's mevatel us from Torah. When a person's mind is not free, is mevatel from Torah. But then, that time, says the Rambam, final halacha, uv'oto hazman, that time, lo yesham lo rav, there'll not be any famine. Yeah? There'll not be any chosa, lo rav. V'lo milchama, there'll not be any wars. V'lo kinah v'tachos, no jealousy. Sh'atovati mishpat harbe, the toivu will be plenty, there'll be plenty of good. Whatever you need will be plenty, like the dust of the ground. What will everyone be doing? We only go to work in the morning. What will we be doing? Only to the knowledge of Hashem. They will understand all the hidden things of the Torah. And they will understand the understanding of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam according to their koyach. Shenema, the Rambam ends up with this pasuk. Ki mala az de'ayt Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. The world will be filled of knowledge of Hashem like the waters fill the ocean. That's what we're waiting for. That's Bias HaMashiach. That's a person, Mechakel Biosai, if a person really believes in the Kam Mashiach, what follows from it? He's Mechakel Biosai, he waits for him. Yeah? If he really believes, it's not just theoretical. If he really believes, he's Mechakel Biosai. He's waiting every day for the Mashiach. I want Mashiach now. Yeah? But what's that time when Mashiach comes? You're not going to live the same life. Yeah? So a person, he really believes in coming Mashiach. Yeah? So he has to get start living a life which is more Mashiach friendly. What's going to be the time of Mashiach? Everyone's going to be sitting in Koilel. Everyone's going to be in the Beis HaMedrash from morning to night. Oy vey. Don't tell me that. That's what you're doing. Mashiach is coming. So if you really believe and you really want Mashiach and Mechakel Biyoso, then we have to show that this is the life that we're preparing ourselves for. The grace of Gedoyle Olam, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael after the Geirush Sfarad, they came to Eretz Yisrael. Bais Yosef, the Al-Sheikh, the Al-Kabetz, the Arizal, the Ramak, the Mabit. Yeah, you go to the Beis HaKvaros in Tzfas. You see the Gedoyle Olam, that they all lived at the same time in the Heilige city of Tzfas, Ir HaKodesh. And they were waiting for the Mashiach. They were sure the Mashiach is going to come. And they wanted to do something to bring the Mashiach. What did they do? They restarted the Sanhedrin. The Gedoyle Olam at that time. Because the Rambam says, we can only have Sanhedrin of Smuchim, Rabbonim Smuchim. Means they got Smicha, Ish Mipi Ish, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But what happens if this has been cut? That tradition has been cut. Rambam says, if Roiv Chachmei Yisrael will be Memaneh one person to be the Rosh Yeshiva, he will get Smicha automatically out because of the Das HaRov. And that Chochem then can give smicha to all the other Chachomim, and they all consider smuchim, and that's the way Sanhedrin will be restarted. So they all agreed, the greatest Chochem at that time, Mari Beirav, Rabbi Yaakov Beirav. They all agreed, can imagine living in a generation where everyone, all the Chachomim, the Gedoyle Olam, that they were, Beis Yosef, yeah? They agreed the Mari Beirav, he was the God Hador. And they accepted him as the Rosh, Mari Beirav then started giving smicha. The Beis Yosef got smicha for Mari Beirav, and the Moshe Alshech got smicha, and the Ramat got smicha, and they gave smicha. It was a few generations they were giving smicha. Yeah? They restarted the Sanhedrin because they were sure, because Mashiach can't come unless there'll be a Sanhedrin. V'ashiva shoftai chiba yishuna v'atzayki batechila. Achrechei! Because they were waiting for the Mashiach. And they did things to try and bring about the coming of the Mashiach. It wasn't just something theoretical for them. We are not able to do that. We'll never be able nowadays. Everyone will come and agree. All the Chachom will agree. There's one person that he should be the Rosh. It's Nishayach. Yeah? We'll need the Mashiach for that to happen. But what is our Hishtadus? What is our Emunah? What can we do to know that the more time we spend learning Torah, more time we spend in the Beis HaMedrash, more time we spend encouraging our children. You know, parents, they're worried about their children, daigas, parnosa, and this and the other. It's all hevel havolim because it's all going to pass. Yeah? It's not going to remain. This daigas, parnosa is not going to remain. It's only a temporary thing. Let's think about the olam hamiti, the real world. The real world will be the world of Mashiach when we'll all be sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. Yeah? Learning the Heidegger Torah of the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Ali Dei Zed, the Rebbeinu Shalaylam sees that we are trying our best, as the Heidegger Chofetz Chaim said, Kamayim Layam Mechasim. The water in the ocean is not always the same level. Yeah? So he said, the Meh Migrotzach, the Meh Vasezdo. The more that we dig now, the more water we will get when the Mashiach comes, the Das of Hashem. Be'ez Hashem, Shem Bezoicha, Be'ebias HaMashiach. And there should be a chizuk for all of us now. This is the time. We should be all be zoicha to be a Mashiach. Bekorov can come any day. As the Gemara says, they ask Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, when is Mashiach going to come? He says, Hayom! in Bekoyle Tishmo. Hayom Bekoyle Tishmo. Say tonight. Yeah? So, we should be zoicha to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and we should all be zoicha, Be'ez Hashem, to be able to take a zen, and then we should be zoicha to see. Yeah? Mashiach is going to come. We should be zoich with Techazen Einenu. We should be zoich to see it. The Korb Mamash Amen Kenny Ratzon.
Okay. Remember it. Seder. This week we got the Mises Schneibener Haaren, as mentioned in the beginning, Achaimois Schneibener Haaren, Bukhavus of Nahashem by Yomisi. And we know that the reason that's brought in the Torah was that they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they brought Torahs there. There was a great man in Poland called Sifse Tzadik. The Sifse Tzadik's name was Pinchas Eliyahu Rotenberg. And he was a Guen Ade, Größe Elchayid. And apparently, when the Sfas Emes rose to become Rebbe after the Petir of Chedesherim, which wasn't immediately because there was an intermediate Rebbe there. And he was only a young man when he assumed the mantle of Rabbi Stever. And the Heilige Sfas Emes had Afurachs, many Chassidim went to Ge. But he, Rabbi Pinchas Elie, was hesitant. Young man, you know, was reticent about traveling to him from Shabbos to Shabbos. But then a group of Chassidim came back and they repeated something that he said by Shalashitas Batoira on Parashas Achaimois. And that changed the course of events. When they came back, they said that the Sfas Emes had apparently said the following. When a person does a mitzvah, then he would do so to a point where the mitzvah is lushen of tzavze, connection. Like literally to bind yourself, cleave to the Rabbein Shalom in such a way that since the mitzvah is a rochnistic pursuit, therefore the person who is doing the mitzvah is literally connecting himself with the Boire Olam. Consequently, the chaylek hagashmi of the person would almost be as if it's dissipated and non-existent completely. And now he is bound up with his Creator in a way which is purely and entirely spiritual. This could cause him to expire and to pass away from this world entirely, because the level of connection with something so great and so holy would cause him to benifte on pushete superficial way. However, there is another part which is written at the end of this week's Seder, which says, Eile mitzvah sashayas udam vuchai bohem, that Torah, a mitzvah of doing those 613, give a person chias, which is the antidote, and which is the, so to speak, the fortification that would help the person survive, because the Rebbein Shalom gave him a bruche that the mitzvahs will bring you chias.
and you won't die as a consequence of doing them. So only because it says v'chai bohem, that would hold him back from leaving this world at the point of being mekayim ha-mitzvah. He says, so therefore, now we can understand, in reflection of that, why Nudo v'Avihu went wrong. Because they did a mitzvah, which was a mitzvah, in inverted commas, of going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and lighting the Ketores, but Asher lo tzivu, it was not a commandment. And if it wasn't a commandment, then they had no cover of Uchai Bohem. So Memaila, their level of connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is really what they seek, they wanted to become very, very close in a very intimate way, spiritually, to the Kav Yuchel, to the Eibishter himself, which was a beautiful thing. But Mitzad Shaini, they didn't have the cover of Eile HaMitzvah Sasheyas Oysam Hu'udam Uchai Bohem. And consequently, when they did it, they passed away from the world. And this is what the Hasidim came back and they reported to Reb Pinchas Eli Rottenberg, known as Reb Pinche, the Sifse Tzaddik, and he said, I had my doubts about whether to travel to this Tzaddik or not, but one thing I knew about him, that he's clearly a person that he is nur derish for nur mekayim. What he says, there's no two different value systems. So therefore, if he says something, in Yiddish they say, halt ba de ba, which means he is up to it. And when he makes a mitzvah and he feels that this is the point where he's grappling with the two sides of the Olam Arochni, Olam Gashmi, and only because of Chai Bohem he can survive it, that means that is what the Sfasemis is about. And if that's the case, picked up his bags, he says, I'm going for Shabbos, and he became a chuset, fired a chuset of the Sfasemes. That was just something to connect the beginning and the end of the Pasha. But very, very briefly, I follow up something which is more repeatable, because it's a little bit lofty what we just said. And the vote is like this, that Udnudu Ravi were apparently, there's a medrash which says like this, that Eoiv, when Eoiv heard about the master of Nudav Avi, then he said, Al Zeus Yechrad Libi, which means when I hear this, my heart shudders. And the world, Weltfreak Dakasha, what's the Shaychas that Eev heard about the Misa of Nudav Avi, and therefore he shuddered? What's got to do with Klotzblit Boydem? So they say like this. There's another medrash which says that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Aharon HaKohen were going, and after them, behind them were going the Skynim, and they were going the rest of Klal Yisrael. And Nudov says to Avi the following message, which when you hear about it, L'chayret, Mama shakes you to the core. And they said, Nudov says to Avi, Musa yumisi shnai Skynim aluli, v'ani ve'atu naniket hasado. When will these two elders pass on to a better world, and I and you will run the show? Frightening. There's a lot of profound meaning behind this particular comment, but let's take it really just to build this up. Now, if you ask yourself a question, by Eoiv, he was suffering the trials and tribulations of Job, which is, how do you say it, the suffering of Job, and that is a man who went through every conceivable sickness, illness, and torment that you can imagine on this world, until he finally left it. But what was Eev's terrible sin? If we go back to another Chazal, there were three advisors in the house of Paro. One of them was Bilam, one of them was Yisrael, one of them was Eev. So each one got mitter keneged mitter. Bilam was the one that said, throw them into the water, kill them, destroy them. That's the infanticide. And therefore he got killed. Is Bilam ben bo'oye ha'ogi b'churev. The Yisrael, who was Burach, he ran out, he didn't have part and parcel of all this. He was there that B'nai Bunov sat Belishka Sarguzis next to the Sanhedrin Agdoyle, and they became the great Shoftim. And as far as Eev was concerned, Sheshusak, he was quiet, Nidoin B'Yisirem, he was afflicted with terrible, terrible pains and sicknesses and illnesses. So the question is, what's the midah keneged midah? So the famous briske ruv, as titvai shratman, in other words, if you say a person is in terrible sickness and is ill, so who's krechs? What are you making a noise about? Is it going to help you? When you go, oi vai, is titmevai, oi vai, so are you going to feel better as a result? No. Is it going to help you recover? No. Are you going to get some sort of infusion of antibiotics as a consequence? No. But what? As titvai shratman, that's it. Krechs, alte id, oi vai, titvai du, titvai dot, and then that's the way it goes. Very normal. So now, if a stitvai shratman, then the answer to that is as well, if the, you know, the reason that you were quiet when they told you that little children are going to be hurled into the water and destroyed, because it didn't really bother you that much. Because if it did, you would have said, how can you do such a thing? Take innocent children and drown them? And on my title says, a stitvai shratman, and you, it didn't really hurt that much. Oh, chavis. Having recognized that, we've got one more he'ura to make. When Nudov spoke to Avihu and he said to him, Musa yumisi shnais kaine maluli vani va'atu naniges ador, then there was one active and one passive member in this particular saga. Nudov was the one that spoke, and Avihu was the one that was the listening member. He was the recipient, but he was passive, he didn't say anything. What happened to them both? They both died. Kimtuch Oz, that the one who listens and the one who doesn't say and doesn't speak gets punished equally. So Memaile, when Eov, who heard that they were about to destroy the Jewish babies and throw them into the water and he was quiet, suddenly he realized, oh, hold on a second. One gets punished in the same way, because when Nudov spoke to Avi and he said, Musa imisi shnais kaine maluli, both of them died. There was no difference between Nudov and Avi. And that's why he said, Al zois yechad libi. When he heard that mouth of Nudov Avi, his heart shuddered, because now he recognized that, notwithstanding the fact that you can be a passive participant, one can be punished equally.
It's the same with the kind of either the goyim or the goyim against us. You can't just stand on the side. And all that is
Content.